This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Wow. Another week. Another amazing installment of Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner? That's right. You're listening to America's favorite game show for fags, WWTBAFDRW. I'm your host, Manu Agapian, and as someone who's never even come close to being on Drag Race, I know what it takes to win. Please welcome the incomparable Mark Kenamura! Mark!
Woo! Hi!
Mark, hi, how are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I just imagined myself like running down the audience.
Yeah.
Like, to the stage.
Little Price is Right moment.
Yeah.
Have you ever played along at home with the Price is Right? You must have.
Like where you throw out like what you think is like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always so exciting, though, because I feel like people get so amped up about their friends, you know, which I would be, too.
Yeah.
But that's just what I was imagining.
Would you pick, like, the car showcase showdown or the trip showcase showdown?
I think I'd go for the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because, yeah.
I was always really
exciting about getting in your prize.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I always, like, wanted to be one of the presenters because I thought they were so glamorous.
Fierce.
And so fierce, yeah.
So fierce. They were awesome. They're always like, Candy!
And they're like,
Beverly! Yes.
You know, with like their full-on like choreography and hand gestures.
I would love if there were male presenters.
One day
we'll get there.
But now, those outfits.
Vanna White's hosting Wheel of Fortune now. Come on.
Who's doing the letters then, if she's doing the hosting?
Minnie Mouse?
Wait, really?
I'm dead serious.
Minnie Mouse.
ABC/Disney/Marvel's having some fun.
Oh my gosh.
Minnie Mouse. I don't know.
That's cool. Like, oh. I wonder if they have auditions for that. I'd like to audition for that.
You would be so good. So, Mark, you are an icon. You gag me down. You are fucking fierce.
Thank you.
With a PHF.
Wow.
In that order.
Okay.
Then IERSCE. You talk to me because I am such a fan of yours. You are so fun. You have been on Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Your Instagram is, I think it's the top five best Instagrams of Instagram, period.
Wow.
I really do believe that.
Thank you. What an honor.
Talk to me just a little bit about like Cut to the Feeling and how that went from like a cute moment to a phenomenon.
Yeah. So I was actually, that kind of came from depression, if I'm being super honest.
Like,
Not to be a downer, but like I was going through
real.
I was going through like a breakup. Mm-hmm. And my ex and I were together for like 7 years, and it was like a 2-year breakup process. It was like forever. Mm-hmm. I temporarily like moved in with a friend, and yeah, I was just super low. And then mm-hmm. I started like doing like these lip syncs, mm-hmm. Which like made me really happy, and they just kind of like brightened my day.
Yeah.
And then I started sharing that online. And I like that, A, it made me happy, but B, I like that it made other people happy too.
Yeah.
And then at the time, I only owned one wig. Mm-hmm. So I started incorporating that one wig into my little lip sync performances. And then things just grew. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I did like this little lip sync video in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I involved like confetti. I had my wig on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, it just kind of grew from there.
It's amazing. It's so fun.
Thank you.
And I also love how you're such a positive influence on drag, period. Because you're just like so gender expressive with your drag.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is like really, it's a big part of the show I do at UCB. It was UCB Drag Race. It's not always about the most polished femme drag. It's
no,
like
yeah, yeah.
What drag is about, which is expression, fun, stupidity, energy.
Right.
All of that you
right.
give me.
Right. I mean, like, I just, for me, like, I don't consider myself a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do consider myself is, like, I consider myself to be, like, an artist. And I just have fun. Like, I enjoy dressing up. I enjoy dancing. Mm-hmm. I enjoy doing little productions. Like, mm-hmm. I've always kind of been like this as a kid. So this whole journey for me has been basically getting back in touch with, like, that inner child.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Do you ever teach dance?
I do. So that's, like, professionally, like, I am, like, a professional dancer.
Right.
And a professional, like, dance teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I kind of grew up, like, I grew up in musical theater. I grew up, you know, being trained in dance. So for me, like, all the stuff that I'm doing now is basically getting back to all of these things that I love, you know, yeah. that I've done throughout my life.
You're, like, living the dream. Like, you're, like, living the dream genuinely of, like, do what you love and stuff will happen.
Totally, yeah. And that's the fucking crazy cool. thing is, like, you know, everything has been super organic and all of these really fun, unique opportunities have just kind of like sprouted, and I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love it.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
We both know Kimmy.
Yes.
A dear friend.
Yes.
Comrade of the cast, if you will.
Yep.
We kind of got connected through her.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she comes to LA soon. And
yes.
She came like a year ago or something, a while ago.
It's been a while. She's been busy though. She's like on yes. Hawaii 5-0 and Magnum, and she's just like, you know, living
working.
That Hawaii life. Yeah, she's
working.
Booked and blessed.
Well, hi, Kimmy. Hi, hi.
Hi, Kimmy.
I also wanted to briefly talk about your experience on Drag Race. You've danced in more than one episode of Drag Race. Or was it just the All-Stars finale?
It was just the All-Stars finale, yeah, of season
well,
two.
Well, you picked a fucking good episode.
Thanks, yeah.
Because that's probably the best dancing challenge in the history.
That's what I hear. Yeah, a lot of people really hold that highly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you share anything about that experience?
Yeah. So I was in Hawaii at the time, and my friend Travis Wall called me.
Yes.
And he was like, hey, like, I have a job that I would love for you to assist me on. And I was like, okay, cool. And he was like, I'd also love for you to like dance on it too. And I was like, okay, like, what's the job?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, and I was like, I am there. Like,
of course.
I immediately like booked my ticket, and mm-hmm. I was like, I'm doing this with you, like,
of
100%.
Course.
So yeah, like, I got into the studio with Travis, I think it was the day before, or like, yeah, I think it was the day before, and we basically prepped the number.
Mm-hmm.
And like, listening to the song, if I'm being like completely honest, I was like, oh, this is so like interesting. I like, it was different for me, you know?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean,
you had a trouble with, I'm Roxy Andrews, I'm here to make it clear. You know you love me, babe.
I was like, oh, this is, it was cute.
Uh-huh.
It was cute.
It was cute.
Which is why I was so surprised that it like really struck a chord with a lot of people. But I
yeah.
think it was the fusion of the performance with the song. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? So, yeah. So anyway, we prepped this number. And then, yeah, we got into the studio the next day and, you know, started working with them. And it mm-hmm. was just, it was so surreal because like, you watch the show and then I was
you're in the show
and then yeah like you show up and like this is like the set and then like while we were on stage rehearsing, somebody from like the darkness yelled like, "Hi boys." And we were all kind of like confused, and it was like Rue. Somebody had told us it was Rue. So we were all like, "Oh my gosh, Rue's here. Rue's here." You know, we were kind of geeking out about that. But yeah, so, you know, we showed up for rehearsal. And then what's so interesting about it though, is that like, when you show up to set on the day of filming, you don't, like, we were basically surprised. Like, we were, you know, minutes away from filming, and then you see, like, Katya and Detox and Alaska and Roxy all come out in their looks, and you're just like, oh my, because we've never seen it before, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, you know, Alaska's, like, fucking, like, painted blue. Everyone looks incredible.
Unreal.
And then on top of that, Rue shows up and is sitting behind the judges' table, and you're just like, what is my life right now? Like, this is, it's wild. It's so crazy.
It's a cool moment.
It's so cool.
It's a cool moment. So cool. I want you to come back and do more, because I think the choreography on that challenge was one of the best.
It was really fun. I enjoyed my experience, and I would love to, yeah.
I think they need you. I think they need you. Can you believe you almost did a choreography challenge with Alyssa Edwards?
I know. I was really sad about that.
Fuck.
Yeah, really sad about that. But at the same time, like, I mean, yeah, it's just hard because I adore Alyssa, but also, like, it was really fun to work with, like, the four that were there. Like,
they were stunning.
All so great, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Before we dig into the game, do you have one favorite Drag Race queen that you're like, this is a queen that, it doesn't have to be the only favorite, but maybe one that speaks to you.
Yeah, one that always just really stood out to me was Bianca, just because I feel like she came on the show, and I feel like she was just on, like, another level. Like, I just feel like she was one of those queens where she came on the show, and you knew that she was gonna win, because she just she came in very, like, she just knew who she was. She knew what she had to offer.
Yeah,
she knew her strengths, and she played on those strengths.
She was the best kind of bitch.
100%.
Just real, a real bitch.
Yep.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in charge.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, she really stands out to me.
She's amazing. Johnny said the same thing.
Yeah.
Johnny was like, Bianca, I was like, yeah, she knew she was, and not shy to help people, which is a
gag.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
favorite
appreciated
season?
Her.
Is then his favorite season six, or?
That's tough.
That's tough.
That is tough. I do feel like season six was really strong, though.
It was so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Magnolia Crawford. Come on. Okay.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Gag. Well, I think we're about ready to play the game. Would you like to hear the rules?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Okay, Mark. I'm going to explain the game. The rules on Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race winner are, there are 14 multiple choice questions. Each question has a correct answer worth 1 point and a wrong answer worth 0 points. Additionally, some questions may be trick questions or provide bonus question opportunities. You need 10 or more points to make the top four, and you need 14 or more points to win the season. Your only lifeline is phone a fag. Okay? And that allows you to call a queer of your choosing for assistance on said question. And of course, you are encouraged to talk out and talk about your answering process and any kikiri that comes with it. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Let's play! WWTBRMW. Your first question.
Okay.
Mark.
I'm excited. I'm nervous. Okay, here we go.
Your drag name. You either pick the drag name A, 68, or B, Vanilla Soft Serve?
I mean, this is like an easy one for me. I would definitely go with B, Vanilla Soft Serve.
Mm-hmm.
68 just kind of feels a little bland for me.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Vanilla
Soft Serve, like, I mean, come on. She's about to make like an entrance, you know?
Right.
She's just, there's something about that name that I resonate with.
Endearing. Food works well in drag names.
It does. I agree.
It really does.
But there's also like a little bit of like softness that I like about Vanilla Soft Serve. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you would be a soft. You would be sweet.
I would be sweet, but I would also.
You have to have an edge, I'm sure.
For sure.
Like, absolutely. Hypothetically, what makes you snap? Would it be a girl messy in her choreography? A girl who's attacking another girl?
Probably that. a girl attacking another girl, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not cute.
No.
Okay. Judges have locked in your answer, and at the halfway point, I will let you know if you got that correct or incorrect. The next question is, your closest friend in the competition. Do you pick A, Big Fat Debbie, or B, Fenda Benda?
I'm going to go with Big Fat Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big Fat Debbie, just, I immediately, when you said that, I see us hugging. I see us rooting each other on, being there for each other.
Uh-huh.
She's that friend. What's that? Oh my God, that Oprah thing is coming to my head. You know, what when she's talking about Gail?
Yes. She's my mentor. She's my daughter.
She's the sister that I never had. That's Debbie.
That's Debbie for you. I love it. I fucking love it. I like Debbie a lot.
Me too.
What kind of queen do you think Fenda Benda is?
She doesn't give me good vibes.
Yeah, you're not gonna.
Yeah, no. She's that one that's like, you know.
Yeah.
When you're not on set, she's like, you know, hiding your costumes.
Yes.
She's talking shit about you.
Yes.
Behind your back. She's
weird compliments.
That's her. That's
weird. She's like, oh my God, I love how straggly your hair is. And you're like,
that's Fenda for sure.
Fenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we have logged your answer. And we will see if it's correct at the halfway point. Next question. Workroom entrance line.
Okay.
You either say A, come on, season 16, let's get 16-ing. Or B.
Does it get better? I mean, okay.
I don't know.
Let's
or
hear.
B, I don't look like a woman, but I feel like a woman. Feel like a woman.
This is another easy one for me. It's A, 100%. Uh-huh. This is also like my humor too. Like this is very much in line with something that I would say.
Right.
Let's get 16-ing. Like, oh yeah, that resonates deeply with me. 100%.
Because it's so clever, it's completely stupid.
Yeah.
Or it's so stupid, it's completely clever.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, and I feel the funny thing too is like I feel like if you were to ask my friends which one I'd say, they would definitely know that it's A.
They would know that it's A?
Yeah.
I don't look like a woman.
No.
Yes.
It's definitely 16-ing.
Which I do live for that track though.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
It's great.
But hashtag 16-ing is a moment.
16-ing is
gonna get
you some camera time.
It's also gonna be like probably, you know, it's gonna be like trending on Twitter and it's
yes.
And then I'll develop like merch for, you know, drag con
kind
of stuff.
You're gonna need it.
Yeah.
You're gonna need it.
Yeah.
Apparently those booths cost money. Okay. Right? Did you go this past year to DragCon?
I did.
I did too. I really enjoyed it.
It was so fun. I love it.
I do too.
I love that it's like a safe space.
I love it.
For everyone to come and dress up and express themselves.
I love it.
No matter your age. It's just,
it's cool.
It's incredible.
It's really incredible.
I love it.
I keep buying more and more stupid stuff there.
It's the best place to buy stupid stuff.
Bought some tucking panties.
Did you really?
I did.
How is that?
They're great, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but tucking panties are their own interesting thing. Yeah, it's great. The only thing it's nothing wrong with it, but it's like, because when you tuck, then the challenge sometimes can come with hiding the seams of your tucking panties.
Okay.
So these tucking panties had like a very strong elastic band, which helped with
the
tightness of the tuck, but they're kind of thick, so it's like, oh, how do I hide now these like fucking straps?
Right. So do you have to, like, I'm curious, do you have to tuck first and then put these panties on, or do the panties do the job?
It depends. I usually just use multiple panties.
Got it.
Because it's easier. Because I don't know if I do the world's best tuck. I'm more of a mash.
Okay.
More of a just like squanch.
Got it. Yeah, I've never tucked before, so I don't know.
So stupid.
Okay.
It's so stupid. Next question. The drag on a dime challenge.
Okay.
Do you A, provide a Chun-Li inspired look made out of just fucking toilet paper? Or B, a female power business suit made out of Post-its?
Definitely Chun-Li for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, it's more theatrical. It's more who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a lot of faith that I would really kill the Drag on a Dime challenge. I mean, I know I
bet you would.
Just because this is like, this is what I do.
Like, I mean, yeah.
This is what I do in my bedroom, basically. Like, I do this every day.
Yeah.
I will go to the 99 cent store,
mm-hmm.
which is my favorite place to be because I can buy a bunch of shit and then I'll bring it home and construct a costume.
Yes.
You know?
I genuinely love that. Because I like get ideas watching your channel, but I also love that you're just like, yes.
Yeah.
This piece of paper is a wig.
Oh, 100%.
I love that.
Or an outfit. It's like, it's so fun for me. Again, this is kind of like stuff that I was doing as a kid.
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, it's like, it just kind of comes naturally.
Yes. Oh my God. When you turned that piano, when you were playing that fucking piano, I was like, work, bitch.
And that was like poster board, Sharpie, and duct tape.
Yeah.
You know? Anyone can do it. It's
more
really
drag
simple.
Needs to be that. Truly. We can't afford these things. Like, the fact that you like to be, to do a good job on the show nowadays, you need to like fucking spend tens of thousands.
Yeah, I feel bad. Like, and I feel like that's something that people overlook as well when they're watching Drag Race. It's like, you know, a lot of these queens are coming on and they're spending so much money.
Ugh.
And it's like, some of them I feel like are taking out loans and it's like,
truly,
you know, yeah,
it's no doubt.
I feel like the standard has been, you know, the bar is so high.
So high. Something's going to come and change with it in particular. So we'll find it. Next question.
Great.
The mini challenge. Frozen 3.
Ooh.
A Frozen parody.
Oh my gosh.
You have 20 minutes to create a fake Frozen character. Do you pick A, Olaf she better don't, a sassy little snow bottom, or B, Elle say what, a sassy little snow top?
I'm sorry, what was Olaf's name again?
A.
Uh-huh.
Olaf, she better don't. Or B, Elle say what?
I'm going to have to go with Olaf. That just, like, that name really tickles me. And mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Maybe it's a better pun. Maybe it's a better pun.
I do
like you
that
connect
a lot.
More with in general, the Olaf or the Elsa?
Are we talking about... What are we talking about here?
I mean, just in general. Do you connect with Olaf more than Elsa? Are you more an Elsa? Are you more an Olaf?
Definitely more an Elsa, for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just like this name. I like Olaf's name better in this
Smart.
In this scenario.
Smart.
Yeah, but definitely an Elsa.
Did you see Frozen 2?
I did.
The songs are good.
The songs are great.
Songs are great.
Yeah, I couldn't stop listening to Into the Unknown.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Also...
What?
The Brandon, what's his last name? Yuri?
Yuri, sure.
Yeah, from Panic at the Disco. That version.
Oh, that was pretty hot.
Fire.
That was hot.
Yeah, I had that on repeat the other day at the gym, like on the Stairmaster. Oh my gosh, yeah.
And they played at the end of the movie where you're always like, oh, was that movie good? Maybe it was.
You know what? I need to see it again. The first time the first and only time I've seen it, the sound was so soft in the movie theater that
That's
I just...
crazy.
I know. I couldn't get into it. So
where were you?
I was in Hawaii.
Mm.
Yeah. So I need to give it another chance.
Well, I mean, the movie's not good, but the songs are good.
The visuals were great.
The visuals were great. Yeah. It just kind of felt like a Marvel movie.
Oh.
To me. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's like 8 storylines we're trying to make happen for me.
Yeah.
Bonus question.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm excited. Yay.
Frozen song parody you sing.
Great.
Do you sing Let Dick Go? Or Into the Uncut?
Cue. Let's go Into the Uncut. Oh, I love that.
Into the Uncut.
Yeah, I feel that.
Dick.
It's so good.
It's pretty good. It's really good.
It's definitely not like a Let It Go, but it's up there.
It's great. What an impossible task. You need to create
impossible.
The next Let It Go.
No, it's just, you knew it was like going into the theater that it wasn't going to happen.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
I'd blow my brains out if someone said you have to do something as good as that again.
Yeah, no.
Impossible. But okay.
It was a great little, like, you know, a great little, like, tribute to it.
It was,
little,
yeah, it was somehow really harnessed something that was great about that, but also didn't try to copy it.
Yeah, which I appreciate. Yeah. And Idina is amazing, so we love
it. But I was kind of hoping the song would be like, let it go again.
No.
I let it go once before. Let it go.
Oh my gosh.
One more time. Remember the first time. Okay.
Speaking of Frozen, have you seen Frozen the musical, like on Broadway or like?
No, I think it's in town, isn't it?
It is. I just went to go see it.
Fun?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. The reason I bring it up is because
please,
there is this epic reveal.
Oh,
that is. It blows my brain. Like, I've seen it three times now. So a friend of mine is in the show, and you know, he and his boyfriend asked me if I wanted to come and see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first thing I thought of, was like, oh my God, I get to see this reveal again. Because it is, oh,
like
it is
almost
so good.
Almost unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it is so seamless and effortless that it's just.
Damn. That is.
I love a reveal.
Who loves a reveal? And like when Broadway does it right, they take it to the next level. You're like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What the fuck is happening here on this day?
Yeah. Like I want the opportunity to like do that once.
Yeah.
You know?
You will.
I hope so.
Would you do Broadway?
I don't
Have
really
you done Broadway?
Sing.
Okay. Fair. But you could dance
so,
down.
Yeah, I could dance.
You could burn a house down
I
with
could
dancing.
Dance. I just, my singing voice wouldn't be the best. Yeah. I am intrigued by it just because I grew up in musical theater and I love, love, love Broadway. Anytime I'm in New York City,
mm-hmm.
I will definitely see a Broadway show.
Spider-Man Into the Dark.
I did see that.
Yeah, I did too.
My ex was actually supposed to be in it, which is why I was kind of curious about it.
Yeah.
It was very, the production was like,
the movement's
whoa,
amazing.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought the set was really cool too.
It was. When they do that building moment. That vertical building moment.
Pretty wild.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Next question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is called Leader of the Choreography Challenge. This is very you.
Very me.
You either A, lead the team to do a very Janet Jackson Rock With You
Ooh.
Choreo number with sharp modern movement.
Ooh.
Or B, you lead the team to do a very campy Backstreet Boys choreo number with more character-driven movement.
Oh, God, that's so hard. This is really hard because I feel like I'm both of these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on the day.
Right.
Depending on the time.
Mm-hmm. The moon.
The moon.
Sun rising.
There's so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, what am I going to go with?
Talk it out. Talk it out.
Like,
what are you feeling? What's in your bones?
And you had to use that reference with Janet, too. It's such a good song.
Yeah, I knew that would get you. Remember? And we didn't, okay, gays, we did not give that, like, moment enough.
We didn't.
Focus.
No, we didn't.
That was a stunning video.
It was super stunning, and the song was amazing. It's probably, like, one of my favorite songs from that album.
It's so good.
Oh, my gosh. So this or Backstreet Boys, like, a campy Backstreet Boys kind
mm-hmm.
of.
I guess it's more like, yeah, like, modern movement with, like, that sort of, like, everyone's doing it in complete synchronicity
okay.
or, like, everyone has character games and stuff.
Sure.
It's up to you. Remember, this is for the chance to become a fake Drag Race winner.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I am going to go with, just because, you know, watching Drag Race, being a big fan of Drag Race,
mm-hmm.
not everyone is a strong dancer.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I'm taking this into account as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because of that, I'm actually going to choose B.
Okay.
So that we can go with people's strengths and abilities
okay.
to move.
Great.
Because I just don't think everyone's going to be able to handle a sharp.
Got it.
A sharply choreographed Janet Jackson number routine.
Yeah. Will you do a Rock With
oh
You number on
gosh.
Your Instagram now?
That was such a hard, that was the hardest question you've asked me.
That was
so
hard.
Far. Yeah.
Will you
really
do
hard.
A Rock With You number on your Instagram one of these days?
Yes. Maybe I will. Actually, my friend who lives in the building is Janet Jackson's makeup artist. So maybe I can ask him to like, you know, just
please.
Put me up in a little Janet Jackson drag or something.
Please. I live. With a titty pop out. You get to do a titty pop out.
I always do a titty pop out.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
a titty pop out. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Bonus question.
Yay.
60 seconds of you talking to your teammate. So let me clarify this. This is 60 seconds of sorting out your teammate who tries to throw you under the bus
Ooh.
On the runway.
Oh wow. So this is Fenda.
Yes, Fenda comes for you.
Yeah, she really
You have
did.
A 30 or 60 second monologue of basically sorting your teammate out who tries to throw you under the bus on the runway because you were the leader of the choreography challenge.
Right.
Yes. When are you ready?
Oh, I'm going to say this right now.
Freeform.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Freeform. I'll give you about 30 seconds on
okay.
the clock and I'll cut you off.
Okay, great.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Listen, Fenda, so this is the deal. I was trying to play to people's strengths. Unfortunately, you were not a team player. And if we're being really honest, you weren't nailing the choreography either. So it's really, really funny that you should be the one to be throwing me under the bus right now, because I gave you a little extra attention in this challenge. And for some reason, you weren't able to rise to the occasion. So of all people to be in consideration for elimination today, I think it should be you, Fenda.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Okay, that's it. Good. We're done. All right. Very good. I want to have that fight with you as Fenda just like for an hour.
Wow. Okay.
I call shade.
Yeah. You don't love me.
You know. I'm sorry, but I have to speak up right now. That moment when Peppermint, when Pep speaks up after Alexis is like, she's like, I came up with a lot of the clever wording in the sitcom challenge.
Oh, God, I don't remember
And
this.
Peppermint's like, I'm sorry, but I have to speak up right now.
Oh, man.
It's great. It's iconic.
I need to go back and watch that.
One more question till the halfway point.
Okay.
This challenge is called Cut to the Feeling Runway Eleganza Extravaganza.
Wow. Okay.
Very you.
Wow.
Do you A, present a look that's a giant balloon which pops to reveal a plethora of smaller balloons, tiny umbrellas, and glitter that explodes everywhere? Or B, a fucking giant cousin it size pink bob which you rip off to reveal a rainbow-dyed cheetah bodysuit of every kind of gemstone? Can I repeat it?
No.
You got it.
I have it already.
Great. Yeah.
It's definitely going to be A, because this is a reveal that I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Like a full-on, like, yeah, I would definitely be in a gigantic balloon. I would pop it.
Mm-hmm.
There would be confetti. There'd be little balloons flying everywhere. Like, this is very on brand for me.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel
Staying
that.
True to yourself.
Staying true to myself.
Where'd you feel like the second one is not as you?
I think the little rainbow cheetah bodysuit felt a little off brand for me.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, there's so much you can do with balloons and confetti. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. Balloon animals?
Maybe. I also made like an outfit out of like deflated balloons once, which I would probably bring back for this little challenge as
you
inspiration.
Should.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're at the halfway mark.
Okay. And I get to know how I'm doing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you how you did. Right after this break on WWTBAF RDRW.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. And we're back on America's favorite game show for fags. Who wants to be a fake drag race winner?
Woo!
Woo! Oh, the audience is going nuts. We're going to let you know how you did. How do you feel about how you did, Mark?
I feel pretty confident.
Yeah.
In myself. I think you should. But I'm also a little nervous, if I'm being honest, because yeah. I really want to do well.
I know. It's you know? Stressful.
It is stressful.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
Well, I won't leave you in suspense any longer. For your drag name, you had either the choice of 68 or Vanilla Soft Serve. You chose Vanilla Soft Serve. That was... correct.
Yay!
You have 1 point. For your closest friend in the competition, you had the choice of Big Fat Debbie or Fenda Benda. You chose
Debbie.
Big Fat Debbie.
Yeah.
That was correct.
Wow. Oh my gosh, this is exciting. Okay,
yeah,
great. Okay.
This is exciting. You have 2 points so far.
Okay.
For the workroom entrance line, you chose come on, season 16. Let's get 16-ing.
It was the obvious choice. Come on.
I know. And that answer is... I'm sorry, it's wrong.
Wow.
That was a trick question.
Wow.
Don't overproduce yourself.
Wow. This is... I feel attacked right now. Wow. Okay.
You...
Wow. I'm...
Completely subjective.
I'm
you're
shocked.
Looking at me like I'm a, like... Like, you're a child, yeah. And I just left you at a bus stop. Like, that's the look you're giving me right now.
Well, I'm shocked that I chose the right answer.
Can I say you absolutely chose the right answer?
Oh, I know I did. So it's just interesting that what's considered the right answer is actually, you know.
Just like on Real Drag Race, sometimes weird. You get robbed.
I feel robbed right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you get robbed, just like on Real Drag Race. I'm sorry that was wrong. It's a trick question. Don't overproduce yourself.
Wow. Okay.
For the Drag on a Dime challenge, you chose a Chun-Li-inspired look made out of fucking toilet paper. That was... correct.
Yay, okay.
Correct.
Okay,
good work.
Great.
So that's 3. For the mini challenge Frozen 3 parody, you chose to play the character Olaf She Better Don't. That answer was... correct.
Oh my gosh.
You always want to be a little nastier in the mini challenge.
Absolutely.
Nastier.
Yeah. Just in general.
Just in general, be nasty. But like, really, it really works in the mini challenge. If you're like, where do I do it?
Right.
And for the bonus question, you chose Into the Uncut.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was wrong.
Oh, wow. So we have something against uncut people, is what we're saying.
No.
Wow.
Trust you me.
Okay.
We don't.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I just feel like Let Dick Go is more recognizable.
Sure. Is that what we're going for? Recognizable? I mean, like, this was also an opportunity to make a statement with something that hasn't been, like, a
hasn't
statement.
Been said.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
So I guess I'm that kind of queen. You
this
know,
is
not,
subjective.
Yeah.
And perhaps unfair.
Unfair and wrong a little bit, but it's fine.
But you still have 4 points.
Okay.
And we have a couple more just for the halfway point.
Great.
For the leader of the choreography challenge, you chose to do a Backstreet Boys-ish character number as opposed to Janet Jackson. That was...
Oh, God.
That was wrong, Mark.
I'm sorry. This one was so hard for
me. That one was hard.
It was hard. I was taking a lot into consideration.
Yes.
You know?
You were. And honestly, like, your answer had a lot of, like, merit. But if you can give me pussy, and I know you can.
I can, but my teammates.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I hear that. You're worried.
I'm worried.
Fenda's a disaster.
Wow.
Fenda makes kimchi look like an Olympian. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's okay. So this is my point. Like, what if, like, yeah, I mean, I love kimchi, but what if she was on my team? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like she'd be much better off with, you know, a Backstreet Boys.
I know.
Oh, well.
I know. It's fine. As for your bonus freeform question where you came for Fenda on the runway.
Yes.
That was correct.
Wow. Okay, great.
So you get that point. Okay. What number are you up to now?
Probably like 50 points, I think, somewhere around there.
Maybe five? Five.
Maybe five. That sounds nice.
Wait, okay, I'll redo the calibration here in a second.
Okay.
Cut to the feeling runway eleganza extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
You chose a giant balloon that pops, umbrellas, glitter, all that. And that was correct.
I mean, of course it's correct.
It's correct.
Of course.
This is your brand.
This
you know
brand.
It. So here we go. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, you have 6 points, right?
Great. Okay.
And you need 10 to make the top 4 or 14 to win. I think you can do it.
Okay.
I think you can do it.
Okay.
Okay. You ready to keep playing?
I am.
Remember, you still have your phone a fag if you choose to call someone.
Okay.
Okay. First snatch game. Do you A, play a Betsy DeVos that is really stupid and highlight how poisonous she is and how she's a fucking piece of shit? Or B, Eve, the original woman, and you make fun of how much of a homo Adam was.
Oh, I love that idea. Let's go with Eve, 100%.
Love it.
Oh, cute. Yeah, because I'm totally like seeing my costume as well. And this costume feels very much in line with something that I could do. Something that I could get from like the 99 cent store.
Truly.
And make work. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. And then that just made you laugh. So you were like, that's it.
Oh, that's totally it. And I could be like, oh my gosh, I totally see this outfit. Like, it's just a bunch of, you know, obviously it's leaves, but it's also like a Britney moment where like I have a snake wrapped around my, you know, my shoulders. I'm like eating an apple while I'm, you know.
You'd get some laughs too for throwing some Britney choreography in there.
Oh, 100%. Psst,
any of that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Too bad this is an aural medium because you just gave us a little bit of Slay For You choreo.
Yeah, the
Did
little
I
breakdown.
Clock that?
Of course.
Fuck yes.
Y'all watch me, you know?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes! With her little belly dancing moment. Liv. Okay.
Such a great video. Ugh.
Here's a bonus question possibility. A sassy or funny one-liner from your Eve character. It can be making fun of Adam or anything that you think that's from that character's point of view. Something you'd say on the Snatch game.
Okay.
Think about it. And in a moment, I'll let you say one or two one-liners. If you know, you can try two different versions.
Okay.
Okay.
How about this?
Here we go.
So I take a bite of my apple.
Mm-hmm.
Crunch. And I say, an apple a day keeps the... Wait. An apple a day... Oh, got it. Okay. So I take a bite of the apple and I say, an apple a day keeps the homo a gay.
That's good.
Thank you.
The judges? Okay, the judges are tabulating that.
Did Rue laugh?
Rue definitely laughed.
Okay, great. I feel like that's
awesome. Rue laughed.
Okay.
That was really good.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, that was punny. It was queer. And it makes sense that you have an apple.
Yeah, I used the prop.
Can't say if it's correct or not yet, but I liked it.
Okay.
I really liked it.
And Rue laughed.
Rue laughed.
Which is always a good sign.
Yes. So, here we go. The workroom fight.
Ooh, okay.
You either A, after a girl accuses you of getting work done in your juicy, juicy apple ass, you stand up for yourself. Or B, A girl accuses you of copying her sickening cadaver makeup, Luke, in the last challenge, and you stand up for yourself.
Okay, so I'm standing up for myself either for my ass.
Someone says your ass is fake.
Yep.
Or someone says you copied my cadaver makeup look, darling.
Okay, I'd probably stand up for my ass because I work really hard for my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm, you know.
I mean, the internet knows you have a juicy, delicious ass.
I have a pretty juicy ass, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually on FaceTime the other day showing my boyfriend, because he lives in New York, my next costume for my next video, which I put out today.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very impressed.
Has it grown?
Maybe.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Good for you.
You know what it is? I'm like, because I'm not dancing as much anymore, I'm just not super concerned with, like, I obviously want to be healthy, and I go to the gym to, like, you know, stay fit, but I'm also, like, not super concerned about, like, having a six pack or, you know, keeping my weight at a certain level, and I think that's healthy.
Yeah.
So because of that, there's just a little more juice on it. You know what I mean?
I'm in a similar place. Well, yeah. I've always been juicier. It's just like, that's just my truth. And it's either like, and like, we both are lucky enough to have boyfriends.
Yes.
And sometimes when you have someone who is loving you on a little bit of a deeper level than your physical, it's a really healthy time to love everything you have to offer, including a few extra pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very near and dear conversation to my heart. And you're a dancer, so I mean, I'm sure you've seen some real aggressive body image issues pop up in your life with you and other people in your life.
Oh, 100%. I mean, like, you know, at auditions, like, it was like a common thing for, like, when you get to like a certain stage of the audition, like, okay, all the guys take your shirts off, you know what I mean? Because they want to see your body, because obviously they want a certain body type.
Yeah.
For a job, you know? And I've also had a lot of like girlfriends that have like, I will look at them and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what are you saying right now? Because they're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so fat right now. And I'm like,
right.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah.
It's a real double-edged sword because it's like, I don't want to validate the way, you know what I mean? It's like, at the same time, you're beautiful. And like, if I'm like, you're skinny, then that just validates that we should be giving points of worth to how you look.
Right.
It's really complicated.
It is.
It's really complicated.
Yeah.
And it's an ongoing conversation, I think, for me and certainly us queer men.
Of course.
Because we know how physically and visually driven the gay community is. It's a real toughie because on one day I'll be like, I'm beautiful exactly how I am. And then on the next day I'll be like, you are gross. Like, or just like some negative mean voice will come up.
Totally.
Where I'm like, you know, if you looked snatched, if you were snatched as like a fucking ant, then you'd be really cute. It's really tough.
Right. It is tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
It's the holiday, so let's practice some self-love and gain some fucking
weight. Yes, let's eat.
But truly, it's like once you I mean, I could talk about this forever, but just like the real connection has nothing to do with how your torso looks.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yep.
That's it. We could talk about that forever, but we'll move on. If any nuggets of wisdom pop up, feel free to share them.
Great.
Next question. The Madonna choreo homage.
Ooh, okay.
Do you do a pleather and tiny braids dancing in a box moment from Human Nature?
Oh my God. Oh.
Or B, something more freeform from the dancer leotard moment in Hung Up?
Oh God. This is really hard. Like, these questions that you're throwing at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. Before I was a professional dancer, Human Nature, to this day, actually, is the one video that I go back to often, wishing that I was a professional dancer during that time and could have been in that video. It's so specific, but it's literally that video for me that I'm like, I wish I could have been in that. That video is so brilliant.
It was a pivotal moment in my gayness.
Oh my God.
I'm gay. Bye. by straightness.
Like the simplicity of it, but oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. So
yeah, that, it's amazing.
Or
the little tiny dog.
Oh my gosh.
The whip, the men.
You know what? I'm going to have to, I feel so strongly about it that mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go with A for sure.
Great.
Yeah.
I like that. You're really good at listening to your instincts, which as you know, is probably going to serve you in this season of Fake Drag Race.
Yeah. As much as I love the Hung Up era as well, I think
it was a great era. That album was fucking good.
Oh my gosh.
Confessions on a dance floor.
With those like seamless transitions. Like,
oh my God. Forbidden Love. Do you remember that song?
Give it to me. Oh yeah, yeah. 100%.
Oh my God. I remember being like, I need to fall in love because I want to like think of someone when I like think of this song.
That album was wild.
Yeah.
And that tour where she comes down with the, like, you know, like the fucking disco ball and like the horses and the disco ball opens uh-huh. and she's like in, oh my gosh, like.
Damn. It's good. I have a controversial opinion. I think what if she really left after that album?
What do you mean?
If she was like, bye, it would have been such an iconic, like to me, like I like a lot of Madonna songs, but there hasn't been an album that good since.
What was the album after that?
MDNA?
Oh.
Or there was another one I'm forgetting. There was MDNA, and then there was something. Rebel Heart?
Mm.
And then there was another one this year, wasn't there?
I think so.
Madame X.
To be honest, out of those three. Oh, you know what single I did really like, though, was Living for Love? Is that the.
Yeah, I think that's Madame X, isn't it? Or is that Rebel Heart?
I think that was Rebel Heart.
It all bleeds together for me. It all bleeds together for me, but that's okay. You. She's a gag.
Yeah.
Girls Gone Wild, I think that was on MDNA. That was pretty sick.
Oh, that was a good song. Yeah.
Sick.
That was great.
But Confessions on a Dance Floor.
It was that, I mean, that entire album was wild. That tour was wild. She
yeah.
was like on another.
Mm-hmm. Another level.
Oh, Madonna.
Oh, Madonna. Next question.
Okay.
The rock, paper, scissors, ball.
Do you just like, where do you think of these things?
I honestly, I'm just sit in my room and think about my gay drag race brain and try to pick it apart.
Because I feel like some of these are actually really, I wouldn't be surprised if like,
okay.
There's a producer like listening.
Okay.
And all of a sudden you're watching like season, you know.
14, 13, 15.
Whatever we're on. And they're like.
Get me in there.
Category is rock, paper, scissors.
And Rojambeau,
like,
honey.
And you're like, wait, what?
This, I know. I know.
Okay,
World
sorry.
Of Wonder.
I tried to say it.
Ta-ta, I'm here. Here are the two, thank you. And people have been nice enough and said the same thing. Here's your two options. I'll give you two different three look options.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so you either A, deliver a rock goblin-ess, a 2D paper doll from the 50s, and a butterfly made of scissors look.
Ooh, wow.
Or B, deliver an evening gown made of graphite, a paper bikini that gets wet and falls off you completely, and a cutout coupon that's totally square all over.
Hmm. Hands down, A.
A.
Stronger looks.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Just stronger overall.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're really presenting something that is going to be memorable.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
That's what you got.
Yeah, that's
I
what I got.
I love it. I love it. What was your favorite out of those? Just like truly. Which one do you like the most excited to present?
I feel like, I mean, A and like the first two I felt like made a lot of sense. I feel like the scissor butterfly could be really cool.
It could be fierce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sharp
just
little
the,
butterfly wings.
Oh, yeah.
Like
the construction
kind of trapezoidal.
Oh, my God. It's like
you
a,
could do that.
It's a fucking like butterfly mixed with Edward Scissorhand moment. Like,
oh, my God.
Get out of
yes.
here with that. Come on.
And you would be really good at like serving some sort of like cut up paper explosion moment. Very
oh,
Edward Scissorhands.
Very, you know, very cut to the feeling.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you get it.
Come on.
Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Woo.
Yeah.
Okay, we have three more questions.
Okay.
Until you're either go home early.
Wow.
Okay. Make it to the top four. Yeah. Or maybe win your season of Fake Drag Race.
Wow. Okay.
Next is the lip sync song you slay.
Mm.
Do you A, do a performance of Lady Gaga's Alejandro with a funny stalker angle.
Okay.
Or B, a performance of Defying Gravity where you cry, bitch. And you still can phone a fag if you want to.
No, this is easy for me. It's definitely B. I mean, Defying Gravity, get out of here with that.
Get out of here.
It, the levels in that song. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. You can present so many different sides of yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Defying Gravity is actually one of my favorite workout songs.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's, I'll tell you why.
It's a very atypical workout song, but I want to hear it.
No. Listen.
No, talk to me.
I guess specifically if you were on the treadmill or the Stairmaster.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because on a treadmill, you can go in like intervals. Because in Defying Gravity, there's so many different parts of the song. You know, there's like the monologue. So that's kind of when you're walking it out.
Yeah.
And then when things start to build. And she's like, so if you can. That's when you are just at full sprint. You know what I mean?
I love it.
On the Stairmaster.
And then in the chorus, what are you doing in the chorus, right? The I think I'll try. Is that the chorus?
Yeah, so that's when you take it down to like a jog.
Got it.
And then once she takes it back up again, you are at a full sprint. So it's basically like berries. You know what I'm saying? So
I was, yeah, you're giving me HIIT,
yeah,
right?
100%.
Okay.
And then on the Stairmaster is nice too because I just feel like the Stairmaster is always a nice opportunity for like a performance.
Yeah, you
because
do.
Because you are just, you are like on
just
that
going.
Mission. You know what I'm saying? And like,
I
find that I do my best performances at the gym on the Stairmaster.
Really? I feel treadmill for me.
Treadmill's hard because I feel like I really have to concentrate so that I'm not going to like trip and be that person that flies off the treadmill.
I hear that.
Because I get really into my songs.
Yeah, I really like lip syncing for my life on a treadmill more for some reason.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Do you let yourself go for it on it? Or are you ever just like, uh-oh, someone just saw me lip sync for my life?
I'd say performance-wise, I'm maybe at like a 30%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not how I am like in my bedroom. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not doing
reveals. I'm not like dancing around in my dance belt or my Speedo. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely
dance belt.
Yeah. It's definitely a 30%, I'd say.
Love it.
I do fantasize, though, sometimes about like what that would look like if I were to like
just go
really live my life.
Just do tumbles over guys lifting weights.
Yes. And have like my fan machines like set up in front of the treadmill.
Right.
And there's just like, you know, I'm like running through the wilderness. I mean, there's like confetti flying at me.
Right.
And, like,
doing like an aerial hang from one of those like barbells.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Things. That would be gaggy.
It's like one of my fantasies. Maybe one day.
One day.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Judge compliment gone wrong. A, you tell Lainey Kazan, she made you wish she was your big fat Greek mother. Oops, I don't mean fat. Or B, you tell Kathy Griffin, she is totally your main comedy bitch. But like, you know, bitch in the fun way. Oh no, what am I saying?
I'm gonna have to go with Kathy Griffin. That's, I like that answer. That one tickled me.
Yeah.
Resonated with me. I also love Kathy.
Love
great.
Her. You've worked with her.
No, I've never.
You just love her.
I just love her.
Yeah, she's great.
I would like to like meet her one day and just give her a hug and just say, you're awesome. I feel like she's had a
She's really weathered the storm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was
gosh.
Such bullshit.
It was wild.
That was fucking bullshit, especially in retrospect. She's like, no, she was right.
It was wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just seeing like her get through all that, I'm like, good job, Kathy.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Really good.
Yeah.
Gag. Finale look. We're at the finale.
Okay.
Do you pick a Princess Peach look that reveals into an old Harry Mario with a plumber's crack and everything? Or B, a little soft serve ice cream cone wig with a waffle cone inspired empire waist mullet dress thing?
Okay, so I actually really liked where you were going with this Princess Peach into a... I just didn't like what
it
revealed into.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm going to have to go with B for this, just because I feel like it's a stronger look.
Yeah.
I also feel like people are... I feel like the finale has become what reveal are you going to do?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. I also wonder, just, this is kind of off subject, but like,
love it.
I'm just curious if anyone would ever top Sasha Velour's moment.
It'll never happen.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Because now we're post-reveal.
Yeah.
We're post-reveal for at least a little bit. Maybe reveals will come back, but we're post-revealed. That's why Evie won. I mean, Evie was fantastic, but like it was like a non-reveal, which we needed.
Right.
Because we're so postmodern that Brooklyn had to wear There's a Reveal on her like tarp, which was funny.
Wait, do you remember that finale where, oh God, what was
10?
It? Which one was this? Was this
Butterfly Holocaust?
Oh no.
Which one?
Not that one. There was one where I died because this was like right before they were gonna lip sync. So they like the four of them were lining up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really funny to me in the sense that like every single person was just like, you could tell, like,
had a reveal.
Oh, 100%.
I think that was season 10, yes.
Okay.
Because Aquaria looks like a cupcake liner. Eureka looks like
a
red hen from Mother Goose Land.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all
this
like,
this is totally the one, yeah.
This big.
Yeah. I remember, I think I literally like laughed out loud because of like,
of course.
It was like, oh, well, I wonder if they're going to do a reveal. You know? Yeah.
I wonder. Yeah, we're a little bit postmodern with reveals now.
Yeah. Okay.
And finally, final bonus question.
Okay.
A winner's speech. Now, this can be a short and sweet one, like Sharon Needles' Happy Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a longer, more speechish one, like Sasha Velour's.
Mm-hmm.
Let's switch things up. That whole thing.
Yep.
Whenever you're ready, I'll let you take your time. You decide if you want to go campier, you want to go more meaningful.
Oh my gosh. To be honest, like knowing myself, I would definitely go the meaningful route.
Okay.
You know, where I would just probably walk, or I'd be right next to Rue and I would just like,
say something from the heart.
In that moment, I would just be like, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much, everyone, for your support and for loving me as I am. I am so excited to be your next Drag Race queen. Let's cut to the feeling.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm just, I'm trying to think of myself in that situation. I'm not like super quick and witty and be like, I would definitely be like so excited and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. Ah.
I like the punctuation of cut to the feeling because that's giving me your brand.
Great.
So you're not overproduced, but you're giving me something.
And that's when my reveal comes in because everybody's expecting it, you know, during the lip sync.
That's a gag.
But the reveal comes during
my... You wait till you win to reveal?
Yeah, that's...
That is pussy.
Yeah.
That.
You know what? That answer alone should qualify me. This should like wipe everything else out and just make me a winner.
We'll see.
Okay.
You may, with the bonus questions, you technically may, because you had 6 points, I believe. Am I correct in that? Six.
I
you had six.
Sure, six.
I will contabulate it. As I contabulate, remind us where we can follow you. I know you maybe already said it, but tell us where we can find you, Mark.
I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, primarily on Instagram though.
Mm-hmm.
And my little tag thing, or whatever you call it, is MKIK808.
Yes.
Yes, that's me.
Love it. Is that from Kick, from the old Kick days?
It's just my initials.
It's just your initials. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And 808 is Hawaii's area code.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
I assumed it was like a hip-hop thing, like 808s.
No.
Okay, great. Yeah,
it's just Hawaii. A little Hawaii tribute.
Hawaii! I love it. Great. Okay, we're going to go over your scores. You ready?
I am.
You have 6 points. You need 10 to make the top four, or 14 to win.
Okay.
The workroom fight. You chose to clap back at a girl who was coming for your juicy, juicy ass. That answer was correct.
Oh my gosh. I'm seeing the top four ahead of me.
That's seven. You're at 7 points.
I know. I'm so close.
For the snatch game, you chose to play Eve, the original woman, make fun of how much of a homo Adam was. It's still making me laugh.
It's so great.
As opposed to Betsy DeVos. That answer was correct.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay.
And Even better news, you're a one-liner. Correct.
Oh my gosh, what am I at? 8, 9? What is this?
I think you're at 9. Wow. Wait, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wait, 7, 8, 9.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You have a chance to win this.
Wow, this is very exciting. I'm already imagining the crown on my head.
And taste it.
My reveal moment.
Provided by Fierce Drag Jewels.
That's fiercedragjewels.com. Yeah.
For the Madonna Choreo Challenge, you chose Human Nature over Hung Up. That answer was... a lot writing on this.
Oh, God.
Really hope you got this one.
I'm really nervous, because now I'm, like, seeing... oh, gosh, okay. I'm not... you know what? I'm standing by my answer.
Correct!
Oh, wow. Okay.
That video was unreal.
Unreal.
That really made me gay. Like, it was one of those, there's some pivotal moments in your gay youth where you're like, uh-huh.
Oh, 100%.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
This.
Yep.
Express yourself, don't repress yourself. Come on.
Everything.
I'm not your bitch, don't lay your what on me.
Yeah. Oh, you know what it was for me too? There's an Asian dancer in that video.
Gag.
And I was always like, it was so rare to see an Asian presence in entertainment. So for me, I was like, oh shit, it's possible. Like, yes. I can do that, you know?
Yes, it was a big deal.
Yeah, anyway.
I love it. And I'm all about representation, which is still lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rock, paper, scissors ball.
Okay.
You chose the Goblin-S, the paper doll, and the butterfly Caesar Luke. That was...
I mean, I chose the only answer, really.
Correct! Okay. You have 11 points.
Wow, okay.
You have 11 points. You need a couple more to win. Actually, you 1, 2, 3, 4. You need... Wait, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. Yes, you need almost all of these to win.
Okay.
The lip sync song you slay. You chose Defying Gravity.
What was the other option?
Alejandro.
Okay. I love that song, but come on, for like a lip sync for your life.
Uh-huh.
Again, I chose...
You chose.
Yeah, I chose.
You're correct! Wow, you have 12 points.
Wow, I'm like, this is exciting.
You stand a really good chance to win.
Wow.
And I just want to say, no one's won
okay.
Fake Season of Drag Race
yet. Wow.
Not on this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
But you're looking good, but...
okay, I'm getting
you
really
need
nervous.
Almost every remaining point to make this happen.
Okay.
The judge compliment gone wrong. You chose to go with Kathy Griffin.
Yep.
That answer was... correct!
Oh my gosh. So I'm like, what am I, one
You're
away?
You're 1 point away. You're 1 point away.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm like having that moment right now where like, I feel like, you know, like in Miss Universe where they're like holding each other's hands and they're like looking they're like looking to each other's eyes. Like, oh my God, I love you so much. You can
I love
do this.
You. Yeah. I love you. Whatever happens, I'm happy for you. But really?
But really,
this is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kathy can take it. Lainey Kazan can't take it.
No.
Kathy can take that shit. She's like, oh yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Finale look. You had the Princess Peach option. Reveals into Mario. And then the ice cream cone, waffle cone experience.
Right.
Talked about reveals and
we did.
They're still a thing.
We did.
Reveals work well, the finale history.
They do.
But you questioned... if now was the moment for a reveal like that. Everything's on the line for this one, Mark.
Oh my gosh, my heart is beating so quickly.
You got this question. Unfortunately. Correct!
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
And you got the follow-up speech correct, which means you are a winner!
Holy shit!
Of Fake Drag Race!
Oh my gosh. Is this like the winner of UK Drag Race where I don't get anything but like I get a series on WoW?
You don't even get that here. I got a
cold brew.
You get a cold brew and then you gotta hit it, honey.
Which was
keep it pushing, fish.
Listen, the cold brew was worth it.
It was worth it, Mark. You did amazingly. You are our first winner.
Oh my gosh.
You had 15 points.
Wow.
You should be incredibly proud of yourself.
I am so proud.
You stayed true to who you are.
I did.
Is there anything you want to say before we say ta-ta?
I just want to say thank you to my fans. Like, it wouldn't have been possible without you, honestly.
Truly. Because you wouldn't have had the inspiration to listen to your guts and instincts without all that wonderful, beautiful feedback you get.
Not at all. It's... My fans are the reason I do it.
Yeah. I adore you. You have a stan in me.
Thank you.
You, I think, are truly like a huge part of the queer community.
Thank you. That means a lot
to
me.
Your voice, your nerve, your silliness and stupidity give me life.
Thank
you. So thank you for coming on to Drag Her. We'll have you back, hopefully, if you ever want to come back when the real season starts. If you ever want to talk about season 12 or All Stars.
Great.
Rate and review us on iTunes. Until next time, bye!
Bye!
Stella about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.